The next chapter is headed In Old Madrid, and Di Sorno, cloaked to conceal his grandeur, moves sad and observant among the giddy throng. But Gwendolen, the majestic Gwendolen of the balcony, marked his pallid yet beautiful countenance. And the next day, at the bullfight, she flung her bouquet into the arena and, turning to Di Sorno, a perfect stranger, mind you, smiled commandingly. In a moment, he had flung himself headlong down among the flashing blades of the toreadors and the trampling confusion of bulls, and in another, he stood before her, bowing low with the recovered flowers in his hand.
"Fair sir," she said, "methinks my poor flowers were scarce worth your trouble."
A very proper remark. And then suddenly I put the manuscript down. My heart was full of pity for Euphemia. Thus had she gone a-dreaming. A man of imposing physique and flashing eye, who would fling your oxen here and there and vault in and out of an arena without catching a breath for his lady's sake.